You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Drums, please!
Samba, samba, samba
time! Oh my god.
Come on.
Take it, girl.
Yes, that's right.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed.
I don't know.
You don't know the words?
I know some of the words, not all. The monotony of all that hardcore dancing has gotten to be a little bit out of control. The school could dance. All right. The mood romance.
Give me a soft
subtle mix.
Oh.
Don't try to fix it.
And think of the adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause this is summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime. Step back in the woods. Summertime. Really didn't really know what it was.
But now I see what happened
is
the way that responds.
Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos,
or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's.
Back in Philly, we be out in the park.
A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you
beeping at.
It's like the summer's a
natural aphrodisiac.
And with a pen and pad,
I compose this rhyme
to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
Just sit back and don't worry. To give me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there.
The temperature's
about 88. Hogging the water mug just for all fancy. Close once more cause you're invited to a barbecue. It starts at 4.
Four.
There you're growing up, I'm the first person you kiss.
And as I think back makes me wonder how the
smell from a grill can spark up nostalgia.
All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ
spinning the tunes and the old folks dance at your family reunion.
Then 6 o'clock
rolls around.
You just finished wiping your car down. Time to cruise, so you go to the summertime. Hang out, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine. Fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in a car they spent all day waxin', leanin' to the side.
I don't remember a lot.
2 miles an hour
of anything.
When anybody sees you,
there's an air of love and happiness. And this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Fun size's definition. That was the remix.
Summer.
The fuck?
Are you sure you're not still high?
I may be. It took a while.
I couldn't even tell what she was saying half the time.
I know.
Nope,
I suck.
Nope. It was like Bane. It was like Bane. It sounded like Bane singing fucking
summer.
Yeah, Will Smith just pulled that song off the air forever.
Yeah, he's like, and no more. The Fun Size remix.
Mm-mm. You really did.
Summertime! All right, so that was the Fun Size remix of Summertime by Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff. That was bad. That was so bad. I remember like the one part, and that's about it.
Yeah, you were like, double dutch.
Double dutch.
I would be a good hype man.
You piecemealed it.
Family reunion.
I can be Flavor Flav.
Yeah, you might as well say yeah, them. Boy, through the whole fucking
You got the looks for it.
That's mean. So, everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500. And join in on the conversation. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all your socially networking needs.
Fucking info.
And download the Riotcast app if you have an
iPhone. Riotcap ass.
If you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn if you have a Droid.
What the?
Summertime!
Stop it!
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, bitch.
Did you do anything special?
Yeah, I'm doing the show with you all.
That's it?
Fuckers. I went to Firefly over the weekend. That was kind of my birthday present to myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year. I already bought my tickets for next year at my hotel room.
Yeah, but you don't even know if you'll be alive.
I'll be alive.
Just make sure you will them to somebody in case you don't die.
I'll will them to Biffle.
There you go.
Charity bought them as
you
well.
You never know. I mean, your life can end tonight.
Yeah. Somebody, do you want to hear like some? You want to hear something so sad? As a woman that I work with.
I have cancer.
Shut up. She gave me a hug and wished me happy birthday on Monday. Uh-huh. And I was like, my birthday's not till Thursday.
And she's dead.
And she said, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And I was like, whoa. She got deep. That's sad as fuck. And
woke you up, huh?
I was like, if I am still alive, can you come wish me happy birthday on my birthday? She did.
That's very nice.
But, yeah.
I had the pleasure of visiting Missy at her work.
Did you?
Yeah, you did. I gave him a mini tour.
Yeah, I posted some pics on our Instagram.
Did she, she took time out of her busy schedule blowing people?
Shut up.
She took me for a tour. Took me in there, really? Up at the studio.
Yeah. Up in the big boy studio.
Did she take you to her office?
I did see her office.
The smelly fish?
No, it smelled like Febreze.
It was. I'll show you.
He took pictures.
Yeah. I took pictures for you.
Did you take pictures of any of the toilets?
No. They were just regular.
They're
normal.
Not impressive.
Yeah, they were normal.
You got the P&S studio picture?
Yeah.
That's nice.
No, I didn't take a picture.
No, they were in there setting up for a band the next day. Okay. So.
Yeah. But wow. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I bet.
But Missy's office, I think.
My office.
Pretty funny. Look at this. This is one of her main pictures there. She's got two pictures of Bill Clinton.
Yeah, hanging out there.
I do. I have my little Bill Clinton thing.
You're a fucking weirdo.
It's on our Instagram.
I'm in her spank bank.
She's got a Cosmo calendar.
Cosmos.
Oh, that's the door to her office.
Cosmo would have been ladylike. She has Cosmos.
That's the door to her office. It's like Fort Knox.
I hate that. I want to cover it up.
And of course, she's got her little Missy, you know, little.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Somebody did that for me for my birthday.
Really?
She got Bill Clinton over there.
I got a bunch of mermaids.
A bunch of mermaids on the wall here.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
A bunch of mermaids.
I'm a mermaid.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a mermaid.
Yeah.
I'm a mermaid.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, it was fun.
She gave me a tour.
No, Marco was rocking a pink and purple, or purple and black suit, which was
purple. It was like a purple.
Yeah,
shirt.
Your purple shirt, purple tie.
I thought you meant purple suit. Barney.
Cool.
Did you get the job?
I had a job.
I love you.
I was actually going to be the pastor of a church.
Oh, there you go.
Gangster.
Selling hot dogs.
Yeah,
yeah, hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah,
$3 hamburger.
My sister-in-law went to Nashville and caught up with the Reverend.
No shit.
Here's the thing. The funny thing is, because it was for like a some sort of country fest all week long, he couldn't sell his $1 hot, $2 hot dog, $1 waters.
Because he had to compete with the vendors, right?
It was mandated. Yeah. He'd sell them for like $2 water and $4 hot dogs.
Yeah. They do that.
Yeah, they have the prices.
Yeah, they have to. They do that with merch all the time.
$4 hot dog, $2 water. $4 hot dog, $2 water.
That's still not that bad.
$4 hot dog, $2 water.
He couldn't play a song then, or did he play it and just...
No, they partied out there with him, of course.
But did she get video of $2 hot dog, $4?
No, she sent a picture of the new price thing. They put like a cardboard thing, poster board thing. It said $4 hot dog, $2 water.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did your sister go out there for the country fest?
My sister?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, his sister-in-law.
Oh, did your sister-in-law get for the country fest?
That's why he brought it up.
Yeah.
I know, but I thought you said your sister.
No.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
Cool.
The whore.
And you know,
oh man,
I hung out with Kleinberger. Kleinberger.
Turkey Kleinberger.
Attorney.
Oh, they said Turkey Kleinberger.
All right.
How's he doing?
His birthday good, but he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I saw her, dude. She's hot.
Smoking.
So smoking.
She
hot.
Better be with the fucking loot he makes.
She's like a model.
But here's
good.
The thing.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
He walks up to me. At some point in the night, he was
smell
like...
Smell my fingers?
Even worse. He was like...
Lick her asshole.
He went up to his girlfriend. He said, yeah, Marco's sister was, you know, at the dinner and stuff. He was like, here, Marco, smell my arm. I'm like, dude, your girlfriend, she's fucking hot. He's out of control.
Dude, she ain't going nowhere as long as his bag rolls
she's
open.
She's a lawyer, too.
Oh.
She'll need his ass.
Yeah, she's very, very beautiful.
But maybe she's thinking, you know... Combining the powers in the future and being like
there you
the,
go, the be like mega, a power couple,
the mega, the
power, yeah.
Be like fucking, Beyonce and Jay Z,
yeah, right.
Just putting everybody in jail.
Beyonce and Lay Z.
Yeah, so that was an interesting time. Of course, he also hung out with our buddy, also Sean, at the
Sean, where'd you guys
two together? He had a birthday. Party at a bar.
Yeah, why wasn't I invited, Kleinberger?
You gotta ask him, dude.
Douche. He probably doesn't want to give me any more free legal advice.
No shit. No shit going on.
He's like, no more fucking things.
No more freebies.
He's done with you.
Maybe if you would have sucked his cock.
Yeah, or a reach around or something.
Oh my god, guys.
What? Legal advice is expensive.
He offered me a job there.
I'm sure he did.
Of course. His office is all women. And him and his partner.
Are they all hot?
Partner. They're all good looking, yes. Of course.
I'm going to find his girlfriend so you can see.
She's still a whore. You know, I'm sure she greets him in the evening, beaver first.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fob.
What?
Smoking.
What are you showing me?
Kleinberger's a woman.
Squeeze.
Don't pull anything out there, Chief.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot, right?
Look at him. He looks like a Simpsons cartoon character next to her. It's Homer's boss. He looks like Homer's boss.
Mr. Burns?
Yeah, Mr. Burns with those fucked up teeth.
Oh, what?
I'm just quiet.
And you figure, yeah, you make all that money. Go see a dentist. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how. I guess it's the money. It's true.
Money helps, dude.
Money does help because she's fucking too hot for his ass.
Money helps.
Yep. So that was an interesting night. He almost had. I mean, he wanted to have me on a plane and go to fucking Miami.
Why didn't you? YOLO, nigga.
He would have if he was if you were single. Absolutely.
I would have done that.
We would have left in the morning. First plane in the morning. If I was, I can't do that. He's a fucking nut job.
I bet you're real happy about all this now.
Awesome.
Does his girlfriend have a twin sister that was in Neo as well?
No. No. Nope.
Smell my arm.
Smell my
fist.
He's a nut job. But I let his girlfriend know. Don't worry about it because his sister let me feel her titties when I was in like third grade. My first boob grab, so.
Is she hot?
His sister's good looking, yeah.
He wouldn't say if she wasn't.
Yeah, really.
Oh, true.
I mean, why would you ask me that question?
Right. I don't know.
His lips are sealed.
Sealed up tighter than a fat boy's pussy.
That's all. That was my week last week. not that interesting.
That's fun, though. That was a good time. Klinberger rules. Dave Grohl touched my hand.
She started with, like, Klinbecker. She made him a fucking soccer player for Germany.
Is he the one that scored today?
No, it was Mueller.
Mueller.
Mueller. I guess nobody's into, well, you are.
The World Cup.
Yeah.
No, in America, people fucking hate soccer. And honestly, that's the way it should be.
You're a disgraced Italian because your heritage loves soccer.
Yeah, but I wasn't born in Italy.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Neither was I. What's your point?
Why should I love it? Because I didn't grow up. I grew up in America. We played baseball, football, hockey, and basketball. Fuck soccer.
You never played soccer as a kid?
I did.
All right. You didn't like it?
Yeah, I had to stop fucking 5 minutes in and have a cigarette.
When the fuck did you start smoking?
Soccer's boring as shit.
Soccer's the most played sport as a young kid in America until they reach a certain point
where they grow some balls and they play a real sport.
Oh, stop. Soccer's a real sport. Let's not get into that. People have been saying that the whole time.
You know, soccer's not a real sport. Soccer players get paid more than any other fucking sport.
Fucking right.
That's because it's the most popular.
Worldwide, it's the most popular sport. Worldwide.
They're trying to make it popular in America.
I think it's working. I think it's better now than it's ever been.
World Cup thing, I mean, everybody gives a fuck about it, which
I'm,
is weird.
I'm upset that, you know, Italy's out, but I'm happy that U.S. advanced today. I think it's fucking great, you know, and
it's
I'm
crazy.
Hoping they beat fucking Belgium on Tuesday. I'd love to see them go to the next round, you know. Yeah. The only thing that bothers me about this team is that it's fucking German. You know, Klinsmann, the coach, he's an ex-German player, and half of the fucking team are... have American citizenship. They were born in Germany. Like one guy's like from Munich, that Fabian Johnson.
Yeah.
He's born in Munich, but he lives here.
Dad is an American soldier.
Yeah.
Mom's a German.
Yeah, like that's why he was born over there because dad was, you know, stationed.
Fucking his brains out while he was over there.
Oh, I just finished his kid. I was like, well, what kind of fucked up household was that?
Yeah, yeah.
Daddy, no!
Don't let him near the kid. He wants to rear your child.
Oh shit!
Obviously, we're not supposed to butt fuck these kids.
But something like I think the Portugal game drew 25 million American viewers.
That's pretty good.
But that's it's every good. You know people get that America.
Yeah, people have pride in their country. They don't give a shit about soccer. If it was fucking cricket, people would be watching. People have pride in their country.
Right. So that's cricket. What makes them. They don't like the actual game of soccer.
No, it's gay.
At Firefly,
it's not gay.
You're out of your mind.
At Firefly, after the Lumineers played.
Okay, now we're back to gay.
They played the game on the big ass screens.
Okay.
Yeah, they played the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, and they're like humongous
Nobody
screens.
Gives a shit.
But everybody was like dressed up like America and shit. No, it was weird. And then it tied, so it was like anticlimactic.
Just like 90% of soccer games.
I've never watched it. I saw that somebody bit somebody the other day.
I don't know how soccer is more boring than baseball. I don't understand that. I think baseball is the most boring sport out there.
I would think that as well.
At least soccer, they're fucking moving around and kicking the
and
fucking
biting
ball.
Each other.
I mean, in baseball, the pitcher will literally stand on a mound for like 2 fucking minutes scratching his nuts, saying, no, I don't want that. I don't want to throw that ball. No, I don't want to throw that pitch either. No, and then time out, and they go talk to him, like, you okay? Yeah, you okay? It's like, come on, this fucking game's long enough. It's bad enough there's 162 of them a year. It's fucking 9 months out of the year. Now you're going to fucking take forever to do it?
The game should be
an hour long.
They should put time limits on it.
I would love that. I would love if every inning was timed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be badass.
That would be badass.
5 minutes.
Exploding bases just to make it interesting.
They should have landmines on the base path and in the outfield.
Like, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop! Boom. Yeah, I think baseball's way more boring. Like, I don't watch soccer. I don't watch, like, the Union play. I don't watch, like, the American League or anything like that.
No,
but
World Cup's every four years.
So every 4 years, I have no problem watching a buttload of soccer.
Yeah. Why is it every 4 years?
It's like the Olympics. Why is the Olympics every 4 years? I mean, it's...
That kind of... If it's so popular, why do they do it every 4 years and not every year?
Like I said...
It
wouldn't be as popular. I mean, Do you know how many leagues there are in the world? Like, there's Premier Leagues and stuff like that. Like, this is what they do. Not to mention that there's cups for each individual country. Like they have the, you know, or actually continent.
I feel
like they have like the Euro Cup.
C Cups, D Cups.
Right. Right. Spit cups. Gotcha. Sippy cups.
I understand now.
Yeah, I mean, there's they have their reasons.
Did you ever see Eurotrip? Is it like that? Like the Manchester United freaks?
That, you know what? I don't think that's an exaggeration the way okay. they're crazy like that. Crazy. Yeah, they're fucking, they're goons. They're all goons.
Goons.
Mm. They are.
I like that word.
They're all hoodlums.
Hoodlums.
Hooligans. That's the
hooligans.
Best, that's the best word for them. Hooligans.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy over there. Like all the, you know, even Ireland, they're crazy about soccer. They stink every year, but they're crazy about it, you know. But then
I can't watch it like the MLS that's here. I can't watch it. It's horrible soccer.
I'll go to
American
a game.
Soccer's horrible.
I'll go to a game. Well, they're starting to bring in all these fucking foreigners in. It's making it more interesting.
A lot more foreigners because it's horrible.
Even though this country already has enough,
all the border.
That's
crisis.
Really the best way to make them
taking American jobs, motherfuckers.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll tell you what. Walter if Scott. I ever have kids, I'm going to put them right into fucking soccer, and I'm going to tell them. This is where you're going to make the most money because not everybody loves this fucking sport. But you can go overseas and play for another place and they'll pay you like $300 million for like 6 years. Fucking do it. You know?
Yep.
Like, did you see that asshole that from
Uruguay?
Yeah. Suarez. Yeah. That cocksucker. He got fined how much?
I don't know.
It was like, I don't know if it was over $100,000 or a couple $100,000 and he's banned for like
9 games.
Yeah, dude, he's a fucking dick. He even looks like a beaver, doesn't
he? Big teeth, yeah, that dude.
He's fucking asshole.
And he's known for that. He's bitten 3 people. In the past.
Did you see the one guy he bit? They showed a clip of him biting somebody a couple years ago or a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and he bit him like it wasn't even during the game. It was a stoppage, and he was arguing with a guy from the other team, and right in front of his face, he just leaned in and bit like right by his clavicle. And the guy pulled his shirt down. He had a ring of fucking blood that was like dripping down his chest. This guy's a fucking animal.
How do they let this guy play?
Because he's one of the stars. He's
doesn't
like
matter.
One of the best stars.
Yeah, but he's not that
he's fucking.
Fucking he's not
biting people.
He's not good enough to where, you know, he's not like. Look at Zidane. He tarnished his fucking reputation, his career with that headbutt. That was the last game he ever played as a soccer player.
When there's odds in Vegas that you're going to bite somebody, there's a problem.
Absolutely.
They actually had a betting line on whether this guy was going to bite somebody.
ESPN.
Or not.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
They were talking about an ESPN.
I got to be honest with you. If more players bit each other, I'd probably watch it more.
it's like NASCAR. More crashes.
Yeah.
More interesting it gets.
More deaths.
More deaths. More blood and guts.
Yeah, like he's just a fucking animal. I mean, you know, it's bad enough that Italy has the fucking Italian version of T.O. on their team. Balotelli, dude, he's fucking T.O. He's his fucking
he's
doppelganger. This
nut
guy nut. Is T.O.
He must be Sicilian.
He's a crybaby.
Yeah, black Italian.
Either that or he spent way too much time on the beach. He is dark. He's like Wesley Snipes dark.
Yeah.
He has a mohawk, and from far away, it just looks like he has an odd shaped head. It looks like those. Remember those old pencil erasers used to stick at the end of the pencil?
Yeah, they were like diamond shaped.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, just like that. This guy is T.O. I mean, he's a fucking baby. Such a baby. That's the most interesting thing to see a guy like that. Like some, you know, someone you wouldn't expect to speak Italian like that, you know? Baba da boopy, motherfucker.
What kind of molagnazzi are these?
Oh, shit.
That's funny.
That's a shame. So not only does he have to put up with black racism, he has to put up with Italian racism too.
Oh, dude, that's they had a huge. They did a huge piece about that. How he daily gets death threats from Italians. Like
they throw bananas on the field.
That's fun. He's Italian, right? He was born in Italy. He's Italian.
Yeah,
parents adopted him when he was young.
Yeah, because his real parents got rid of him when he was real young.
Yeah.
So he's Italian. Why are they fucking with him?
Did you ever hear this myth that Italians don't like black people? I don't know where they get it from. You see him in mob movies? I just don't understand.
Goddamn jujubu.
Yeah, he's not kidding, dude. I actually saw a video footage where like 100 people threw bananas on the field.
Yeah, when he travels, they kill him.
But even in Italy, they hate him. I mean, the majority of the country loves him, But
you don't hear about that.
Yeah, you hear about the people that hate them. They'll show
the bananas.
The bananas, the fucking, forget what else they threw on the fucking field. I don't remember, but.
Watermelon?
They got the guy crying after games and shit.
Yeah, he is literally like T.O. He's no different than T.O.
And he's the best player on the team?
He's one of them.
He has the potential to be the best player.
He's a hothead.
Yeah, he's overvaluing himself. Like, he always wants. He's T.O. I don't know
how. Does he love him some him?
Yes.
Okay. So he's that level.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Does he love
interviews.
Him some bananas?
he probably has nightmares about bananas when he goes to bed at night. I feel bad for the guy because he really did have a rough childhood. I mean, he was abandoned and then adopted, which was nice. And he loves his parents, like his adopted parents, but
he hates all other Italians, apparently.
No, he loves, that's his home, you know? And it's like, you know, Italians are even saying, go back to Africa. It's like, I thought that was an American thing. I didn't know that it spread all over.
Oh, that's a sin.
Go back into Africa.
And he cries?
Oh, yeah, yep. Dude. There's footage of him, like, just, he can't take it. It gets to the point where he's just so overwhelmed by it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they throw shit at him.
And this is the guy that they shit. Expect to go out and score goals to represent their world team.
He's a hell of a fucking player, too. I mean, if you're into the sport, you can tell that he's a good player.
That's fucked up, yo.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like T.O. like going like deep south Mississippi playing football. It's like, you know, like, that's what, it's the same thing. It'd just be like the exact same thing.
Do you think they'll ever accept him?
You know what? He's a young guy, but I can honestly say, Marco may not agree with me on this, I don't think he'll ever be on a World Cup team again. He'll still play in the, you know, in Italian leagues or if he's in another country.
How come you don't think he'll be on a World Cup team again?
Well, I'm sure the next coach, the next soccer coach.
He'll be racist as shit.
No. See, that's the thing. Instead of putting the best players on the field this year, because it's in Brazil and it's so fucking hot, they put the best conditioned players on the field. Now, there were a few stars from the past couple World Cups, including the one that they won in 06, but they're in their mid-30s, and in soccer, it's like towards the end.
Right.
So they put a lot of younger guys who were like smaller, faster, but it didn't matter because they weren't as good as the guys they could have had there. It's just too far. They're not used to playing in that kind of heat, you know, and it's frustrating for them, but I don't think, number one, all the older players, they definitely won't be back. But him, I don't see him vibing with any team because it's like the Olympics. If Michael Phelps was an absolute asshole and he hated, you know, he didn't get along with his fucking teammates or whatever, even though it is an individual thing. You know, I mean, it's like, picture Michael Phelps, like, putting weights in these guys, like, swim shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck them. If I'm not getting a goal, they ain't getting it either. He's kind of like that in a way, you know? So he's not good for the team, like, you know, the team vibe. I don't see him ever being on a World Cup team again. I mean, granted, it's 4 years down the road, but how much more growing up can he possibly do? He's what, in the late 20s?
Mid-20s. He's pretty young.
Yeah, well, whatever. But I don't see him growing up.
He's young and rich.
Fucking T.O.'s 40-something now, and he fucking still didn't grow up. He's a little bitch. And if he wasn't, he wouldn't have all these goddamn debts.
Yeah, and he would have played football for a long time, you know?
Well,
he talked himself out of the league for being an idiot.
Got old. He couldn't play anymore.
I think we just made a new soccer fan.
No, I doubt that.
Ever since we told Chris that they throw bananas on the field, I think he's going to start watching whatever games this guy's playing.
No, I have questions because me and brother were talking about it over the weekend. He was telling me that this dude's Italy's best player.
Yeah, technically he is.
And I guess when I was younger, I had more morals. Like, I wouldn't want a guy like that on my team. Right now, I want a championship so bad. If Aaron Hernandez admitted he killed those people and still got off, I'd get him on the Eagles right now. I don't give a fuck. I want to win. And I would think, since the World Cup's like the Olympics, it's every 4 years, regardless whether the guy's an asshole or not, if he could play, you put him on the field.
See,
I mean, as long as he's not sabotaging his own team.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. He quits during the game. That's his problem.
Oh, he has like a fucking hissy fit? Yeah.
Yes. He's T.O. T.O. does that. He quits during the game. You see how T.O. yells on the sideline? He throws his helmet down. He just sits there and pouts?
Yeah.
This guy does the same thing, but he's doing it on the fucking field because soccer players can't go to the bench whenever the fuck they want.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? They have to stay on the field. So he like basically is walking while everyone else is running because he's mad he didn't get the ball or his teammate made a bad pass. Like I remember just the other day, what was it? The guy kicked the ball for him to him. But it went a little too far over his head.
You're kicking a ball too fucking far.
Yeah. Motherfucker. But, yeah, he got mad. He slowed up. He, like, stopped. He was like, and he just, like, turned around and walked. He, like, picks up his shirt and he wipes his face off with it, whatever. It's just like, come on, dude. Get in the game.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Get in the game. You know, there's guys that there's a first time there and they're as tired as they are. They won't stop running because they know they're just trying to fucking make something happen. But I knew before this World Cup, I knew Italy wasn't going to go far anyway. So it doesn't matter. I wasn't surprised. I was mad, but I wasn't surprised.
Is a soccer field as big as a football field or is it bigger?
No, it's bigger.
By a lot, right?
Quite a bit. I think it's 130 yards long and it's, I want to say it's like 80, 90, maybe even 100 wide.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's almost a square. It's more of a rectangle, but I mean it's close the amount. I think the width of a soccer field is as long as a football field.
Okay.
So it is pretty fucking big.
It looks hard. Like they're kind of
well, I mean you're running around the
whole
fucking game.
The goal is like humongo.
Huh?
Like the
goal's humongo.
What language is that? I can understand the Italian like
the
black
goalie guy net. The goalie net is huge.
Right.
How big is that?
I don't know the dimensions of the goal.
Like
it
seems it's hard.
It's got to be what 8 feet high.
It's
no, it's more than 8 feet high. It might be
like 20 feet.
No. It's like what the fuck is wrong with you?
Come on,
the fucking scores would be like 13-3.
They might need to do that.
They should do that.
They're not going to change it. They're never not in our lifetime are they going to change the fucking rules like that. No, I think the goals are like almost 10 feet high.
Okay.
Yeah. Like close to it, maybe 9.5 feet.
I think
feet.
It's like nine and a half.
And then it's by like 20 feet.
Close, but you not. It's
big.
Not.
It looks huge.
It's not 20 feet wide.
You would think okay. There'd be a lot of goal scoring, but
I want to say it's more like 15 wide, maybe 9 high, something close to that effect.
That seems like a stressful job.
To be a goalie,
mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, you face 4 shots in 90 minutes.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, it's you know, it's really a game of patience. I mean, you have to try to get the ball because once people swarm in front of you, it's not like hockey when you have a stick, you can control the puck, you can stop it. You know, you can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can weave in and out.
You can do that with your feet, though.
It's hard to do that. Yeah, but you're actually running on your feet. If hockey players were using their skates to stop the puck, trust me, there wouldn't be as many goals.
But don't they, like, kick the ball up and then, like.
Wiggle their tits? No.
Like, use their knees and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, elbows and head.
No.
Use the elbows.
You're not allowed to use from the
but
shoulder down.
But your shoulder, you can.
It's got to be, like.
Okay.
And that's really accidental because
you
really
can't
do that either. Yes.
And your feet and your knees.
Yes. And your shins and your calves and
your
thighs.
You want
your chest. You can use your chest.
Okay.
Even your back. That's how the fucking asshole scored. They call
it. Well, don't they do that? Don't they like juggle it around?
You should put Missy on the team and kick it off her chest. It'll be like a fucking slingshot.
Do that again, Missy.
You see one of her tits in the net and the ball still in her chest.
Shut up.
Four.
But it's like,
she's like, yeah, but don't they?
We got a question on the board here. It's from Zeke Teak. He said he would love to hear everyone's feedback on Ann Coulter saying that Americans loving the World Cup is a sign of the country's moral decay. You know Ann Coulter?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She's a cunt.
Yes.
Absolutely. She is a raging cunt.
She's rabid cunt.
Yeah, she is.
Ann Coulter should die of the worst possible disease.
What? Like,
a new disease.
I don't even understand
what's
how that makes
what's
sense.
What's her logic behind it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
she's a fucking, you know what it is? She's like, she's basically a fucking communist. Is
she like
she
a televangelist?
Huh? No. She's not a televangelist.
I would like to talk to you about Allah.
You're gonna roll tonight, Miss. No, Ann Coulter. She's a she's like a political analyst.
Oh,
yeah. She may have had a job with the Republicans at some point. She's definitely Republican. Like
she's religious.
She's
though, right?
So far right wing Republican. Well, yeah. If you're a right wing Republican, that's your religion. basically it is. Well, you know, Christian. I mean, remember, like, George W., you know, his dad. They're all fucking Christians. Fool me once.
Fool me once. It's fuzzy math.
No, I don't understand. What about soccer?
Yeah, why
would
is that
indicate moral decay?
Like,
I don't know either.
I mean, soccer's boring as shit.
She makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, let's see
Marcus
this
pulling up
the
here. It's a big fucking article. God damn it!
Did they write it in crayon
for
you?
Like, how big is it?
Hold on, Miss. You read crayon, right?
Yeah, man. I love crayon.
It's cray, y'all.
Individual achievement is not a big factor in soccer, she writes. In a real sport, players fumble passes, throw bricks, and drop fly balls all in front of a crowd. In soccer, the blame is dispersed, and almost no one scores anyway. There are no heroes, no losers, no accountability. And
they killed the fucking Colombian that scored an own goal like
exactly
12 years ago. A Colombian player accidentally scored in his own net. He was trying to get it out, and he accidentally – and it happens. It happens more than you think. They fucking murdered this guy when he got back home.
Yeah.
That's how serious this shit
is. I hate
is
fucking to- Colombians.
I think he was one of the Diaz brothers.
Fuck the fucking Diaz brothers.
So she's not about teamwork. She's all about
there's a reason perpetually
she sounds like
the women are called soccer moms, not football moms.
She is like, what's his name? De Niro in The Untouchables. For individual achievement. Enthusiasms.
She's such a bitch.
To say there's no heroes, like when a game ends 1-0, guess what? That one, he's the hero.
Yeah.
He somehow was able to
yeah.
unbore himself long enough to put the fucking ball in the net.
You hateful damn bunch.
She's out of her mind. If more Americans are watching soccer today, it's only because of the demographic switch affected by Ted Kennedy's 1965 immigration law.
What? Shut the fuck up, you dumb cunt. People are watching soccer now because they're proud of their country.
No,
like
American,
I said, they could be playing cricket and people would be watching.
No American whose great-grandfather was born here is watching soccer.
That's just not true.
She's an idiot.
That is a stupid thing to say. That's a very uneducated thing to say. Like, that's a very, like, she's jumping to conclusions and making, like, points of, like, talking to our other, like, really super rich,
okay.
like, fucking old that, people.
There you
this
go,
chick
Marco.
Is an idiot.
That's someone I want on the show.
Ann Coulter?
Yes.
Let's murder her.
I want to verbally kill her. Verbally. And I know she won't do it.
Listen, you won't find many people who dislike soccer more than I do. But I would never say – first, I would never say there's no heroes inside. There's a hero in every fucking
Absolutely.
Sport.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's
yeah.
competition.
If, unless the game ends nothing, like, you know, 85% of soccer
the
games
The goalies
do.
Are heroes.
No, they're not. They face three shots. But, like, that's like saying I hate soccer, so the soccer players, they're not athletes. Well, yeah, they have to be in fantastic fucking shape to run for 18 hours straight.
That's, and that's exactly – they said that – first they thought it was swimmers – but it actually comes down to soccer players and tennis players that are the best athletes of all sports, conditioned-wise, not any
right.
other. Yeah. So I'm not saying that, you know, fucking who's the big tennis player now?
I couldn't even fucking tell you.
The guy, Federer? Is it Federer?
Federer. I think he's on his last leg. I don't even think
I don't know. Whoever it is, it's like saying this guy – I'm not saying that this guy can make every jump shot in basketball and can kick field goals and fucking – I'm just saying condition-wise, these guys, you know, they're – because like you said, they literally have to run nonstop in all kinds of weather, whether it's cold, hot, raining, whatever.
You're going to have that special little fucking touch, too, with the ball. It's hard to fucking control.
Yeah, people
ball.
Think
– tricky shit with it.
Did they play soccer in the snow?
They did one qualifying game.
Yeah, but it's rare. I mean, they only stop they don't stop for rain or anything. They only stop for lightning.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you ever seen that video from quite a while back where the whole soccer team pretty much died from a lightning strike on the field. You never seen that? It's on YouTube.
I think they all dropped. Right?
Well, a couple of them died, I think. But you see, the lightning hits the soccer field, and just everyone's body went limp. Yeah. So
fuck.
Well, I mean, they stop lightning for baseball too. I mean, shit. If they get 100 people in the stadium in baseball to spit at the same time, rain, and they delay the fucking yeah. game for a half an hour, you know. But
I thought the rubber on the bottom of your shoes would protect you. from Lightning?
They used to have steel cleats.
Oh.
They have cleats.
Oh, so it was metal. And they don't have,
and if it's not steel, it's plastic. They don't use rubber.
But isn't the shoe rubber like the sole?
I don't use rubber either.
Me neither, brother.
Isn't the sole?
Be careful.
What's that?
Isn't the sole rubber?
Well, according to Chris, soccer players have no soul.
It left through their eyes.
He's an idiot.
They don't only have to worry about Lightning. They got to worry about being crushed at fucking games. Like, there's all kinds of riots and shit at soccer games. Like, overseas, not here.
Yeah.
Overseas, they're fucking nuts.
Psychos.
Crazy.
I'm just saying that, you know.
Everybody around here seems mad into it, though.
See, here's who I don't want watching soccer. Hipsters.
I feel like hipsters are watching it.
No, they are. That's my point.
Of course they are.
That's my point. They're watching it as a fashion statement. They're not really fans. Before the hipster era started, they weren't watching soccer.
No.
They're watching it now because it's cool.
Yeah, they probably got themselves the little country scarf that they wear.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Fucking faggots.
They're wearing flag tank tops.
Fucking faggots.
Well, okay, I've seen a lot of flag tank tops.
Because it's the hip thing to do.
Go eat a dick, you fucking assholes.
Suckers.
I'd like to call... We'll shave your beard. I hope they all transform into hivsters one day. I don't know if they'll ever get hiv. I don't know how they butt-fuck each other with those skinny jeans.
Oh, my God.
Faggots.
I haven't watched any games. I don't plan on it. I'm not a fan at all.
That's fine.
No, yeah. Like, if I'm out somewhere and it's on the TV, like, I'll glance up at it. But I wouldn't do it at home, sit there and watch a game.
I know.
Watch fucking 19 reruns of Seinfeld before I watch a fucking soccer game.
That's all that's ever on in this house. Every Thursday night when we show up,
yeah, I heard it.
Seinfeld's on.
And when we go downstairs, Big Bang's usually on.
No, it's Family Guy.
No, on our smoke break.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You only have one channel? Your cable bill must be awesome. He pays like $3 a month cable.
Is it even possible to get one channel? You have to pay for 180 channels to get the one channel you want. Yep. Fucking Comcast, you'd eat a dick. Motherfuckers.
Great. I didn't mean to bore everybody about soccer. I just thought it was...
gay, yes.
But here's the thing. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
All week I've heard...
It's all the rage.
I've heard radio shows talk about, you know, how they're not fans, but how it's intriguing and stuff like that. And who's watching what's happening.
Okay, because we're basically based out of Philly for the most part. So even though we're in Jersey, Philadelphia sports is what we watch, what we root for here. So if we listen to sports radio... I would rather hear them talk about soccer than just them talking about how bad the Phillies are.
Yeah.
I know how bad the Phillies are. I see the highlights. I hear it on the fucking radio. I get the scores on my phone. I understand that they're bad. You know, like, nothing's going to change. It's not going to change. They're not going to fucking go to the World Series now. I mean, they suck. Face it. It's done. It's over. The season's over. The team is over. It's going to be another dark 10 years of rebuilding until something good happens again. So it's like, all right, move on.
I mean, when the Phillies were winning, you know, people say what a baseball town Philadelphia is, and it's not.
It's not.
It's not. Because
it's
when I used to go
town.
To the game when I was younger and the Phillies were terrible, there were fucking 8,000 people in the stands.
I'm surprised there were that many.
When the Phillies were good... You couldn't get tickets months in advance.
No.
They sold out every fucking game.
Yeah.
Now that they're on the decline again, the people who were fans for the last 7-8 years when the Phillies were good, they're slowly starting to fall off the bandwagon. Wait 3 years from now when the Phillies are still winning 65-70 games, they won't get 10,000 people in that fucking stadium.
Nope.
And it's the same thing with the Sixers. Philadelphia is a football and hockey town.
Exactly.
Yeah. The other two sports are there to fill time.
They're the only two sports that can literally only win one game a season, and they'll still almost sell out every fucking game.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they call it a baseball town. I agree
with
you.
It's not.
I don't know who calls it a baseball town.
Every fucking asshole on the radio does.
The Phillies were winning. That's why it was a baseball town.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I remember them thinking, like, hoping that it would turn into a baseball town. But I remember them always saying, like, Philly was a football town.
Baseball's boring as shit.
I honestly believe that I believe that the Eagles are first and the Flyers are a close second.
Yeah,
like,
very. I feel like Flyers Flyers fans and Eagles fans are the same people, kind of.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Like, baseball fans are completely different than football fans.
Yeah, they go to, yeah. they go to the games to take naps.
Yeah.
And die.
I was at an Eagles game once and someone died in the row in front of me.
Black Widow strikes again. What'd you do, brush against them?
No, he had a heart attack.
Were you wearing a low-cut shirt?
No. We were really high up. The oxygen might have did something.
Do you want the Aladdin news?
Aladdin. Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm stoked for football this year. So.
Me too. I'm stoked for it every year. Even if I know the team's going to be bad, I don't care. I still love football season. It's the best season all year.
Yeah, I like it. Big fan.
And what's great about football season, as soon as it's over, it's like you still got hockey.
Yeah.
You know?
And hockey runs on forever, I feel.
Well, no. It's not like baseball. Hockey, as far as I'm concerned, hockey's not long enough if I have to be tortured by baseball every year. Like, I am so fucking sick.
Do you never watch baseball games ever?
I'll usually watch the playoffs, but not every single game. I'll watch, like...
Do you go to any games ever, just for fun?
If I get free tickets or, like, I haven't been to a Phillies game in a couple years, I think. Actually, no, I was there last year. I usually go every year with my dad.
Okay.
But now, you know, we don't go because he's in Florida. Right. So... But that's really the only reason why I'd go, because I know he's a huge Phillies fan. He loves the Phillies.
Your parents left you, too?
No, my mom's still here.
Oh, still here?
Yeah. No, my parents would never do that to me.
Yeah, we do a big group work thing every year.
See, it's fun going to a baseball game and tailgating in the parking lot.
It's better just to tailgate.
Right, not going to the game.
The game doesn't even have to be there. If they just open up the fucking... They would make more money if they just open up the parking lot on days there aren't games than they would on game days. Because there won't be as many people there tailgating because they don't give a fuck. Because they don't want to watch the Phillies lose. Or baseball in general because it's fucking boring. Like, everyone's... I just watched highlights the other day or yesterday of the fucking College World Series. Who gives a shit? It's college. It's college. I mean, the Little League World Series. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, granted, if I'm a parent and I have a son that's playing in it, yeah, I'd be supportive as shit. But I don't even watch professional baseball. The Little League, you can put that on?
ESPN has 14 channels. They got to fill them up somehow.
Dude, they only have one channel that plays sports. Everything else is garbage.
What, the Redneck Olympics isn't a sport?
They really have that?
The Tough Man competition, whatever the fuck it is?
Dude, they're all foreign over there. They're like fucking Swedish.
Yeah, I was going to say big
Austrian.
They like pull boulders with their teeth and shit?
Yeah.
Pulling tractors.
Fucking ridiculous.
Semi-truck.
Yeah, it's definitely not redneck because their teeth would come out if they were trying to pull a tractor. Koga! I love my tractor. Yeah, I don't. I hate ESPN because there's only one channel that'll play sporting events, and it's usually a sport I won't watch, like tennis.
Tennis is boring.
I do like. I don't dislike tennis. Like, I don't hate it.
I like to play tennis.
But I don't want to watch it either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that it should be banned or it's like the worst sport ever. I think people that play it are highly fucking skillful. It's not an easy
thing. Yeah, but you can say that about any sport. You can even say that about swimming.
We could all play baseball. All of us. We could all play baseball.
No, that's not true.
That is
not
true.
In our physical condition, we could. but you actually have to be good at baseball.
No. I don't.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Come on.
Look,
you're gonna hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Hold on a second. All you need is practice, and you're done. You get it.
You're out of your mind.
No, because you played Little League. Maybe
high school too,
and played high school, right? Okay, so you know the fundamentals of the game. You've played the game. You play softball now, so you still have a fucking watered down version of the game, but you know the game, right?
Yeah, sure.
You're able to hit a ball, right? You're able to catch one.
Mm-hmm.
What else you need to do?
Do it at a professional level.
Okay, but you guys are just bringing up pitching. There's other shit. Like, if somebody hits a fucking... If you're in left field and someone hits a ball right to you, you can't catch it? You got to be a professional to catch it?
No, you can catch a baseball.
Exactly. That's half the fucking game.
You can't hit a baseball, though.
How do you know? Did you ever try to hit a 99-mile-an-hour fastball?
Did you ever try?
Well, you know what? He has a point.
Did you ever try? He does have a point.
I can't even
Ben Rivera hasn't had a hit in a month, and he's still on the Phillies. Dominic Brown hasn't had a hit in a month.
There you go.
Fucking garbage.
Why the one of you guys might be better at it than those two fucking schmucks.
That's crazy talk.
No, it's not crazy talk. Yeah. I remember so many fucking John Kruk.
Yeah.
He's a fat fuck with one ball, and he was decent at baseball. I mean, yeah, he's you know, he's built for it. He's played it. He's used to it. But if we all like just played and practiced, I don't think any of us couldn't play the fucking game. I think out of all the sports, I think baseball is the easiest one to fucking get into. I really do.
Well,
it's all how players get drafted.
There's 100 rounds of drafts.
It's all political. I think it's all politics. I can't tell you. Honest to God, they had a fucking article about kids that couldn't afford to go to college, but they were so good at playing baseball, and they just get overlooked because they don't go through the programs. Because the fucking programs and the pro level have like this fucking thing where it's like politics. If you're not part of it, you're not going to fucking get discovered. Meanwhile, they'll go overseas to like fucking Cuba or fucking
Japan.
Yeah. It's just, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you know how many fucking kids are good at baseball in the States that don't have the money to go to a university?
Yeah,
or
but
whatever?
Kids get drafted out of high school.
Yeah. Well, we know one.
Okay.
No, we don't. Actually, yeah, we do.
I don't give a shit. I'm just saying, kids get drafted out of high school.
Yeah, but I honestly think that it's easier to get into that than anything else. I don't think it's as easy to be a professional football player. I think that's almost impossible. Hockey player, no fucking way. Hell, I think it's even harder to be a professional basketball player than it is to be a fucking professional baseball player. And everybody knows how to shoot a fucking ball. You could have one arm and shoot the fucking ball.
You don't have to slam the desk, though.
Mind your fucking business. Fuck you!
There's more...
You hate baseball.
No, I don't hate baseball.
I hate baseball.
I don't like baseball. I don't hate baseball. Like, I like baseball. I do. I prefer to play it than watch it. I'm just saying it's boring to watch.
It's so boring.
I'm not saying ban baseball. It shouldn't exist. The season doesn't have to be that long.
How about when you're at the game? How about you going to the ballpark and there's so much to do?
I'm fucking bored.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even watch the game. Oh, that's the ballpark.
That's different, though. I can do that anywhere. It's like being at Dave and Buster's with the fucking game on the TV. What's the difference?
But the ambiance, the smell, the
what ambiance? It smells like shit and piss.
No, that's a vet. That's gone. That's long gone.
Now, at the Phillies game, you smell Bulls barbecue in the background.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
But for me, going to the game is a tiny bit better than watching it on TV.
Absolutely, I'll get bored after 3 innings. Absolutely it is. Without question, it's better to go to the game than watch it on fucking TV. That's like the only sport I could say that with. Like, I prefer to watch football on TV.
And even if you wanted to get drunk at the game, it'll cost you like $150 for $12 beers and shit. Like, I'd rather hang out in the parking lot.
How do you think these guys are making their salaries?
Yeah.
It's because of the fucking beer prices. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's because of the TV contract, but that's how the owners buy their fucking fourth Lamborghini, the beer prices. But yeah, I'd rather tailgate in the parking lot. You have the game on the radio in the background, fucking barbecue. You can hear the crowd, and to me, that's better, a million times better. I just being in the stadium just bores the shit out of me.
We can blindfold you and create that ambiance right here, and you wouldn't even know the difference. We pump in crowd sound, get a fucking barbecue, open this window right in front of it.
Yeah, we could do that.
Hear the knocking would be.
Yeah, but then you won't be able to hear the bell ring when they get a home run.
I'm sure we can find the audio.
I love that. That's
file.
My favorite part. When
I'm
they get
sure
a
we can find
like,
the audio
dong,
of that.
Dong.
You like dongs, don't you?
I do. That's my favorite part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fucking baseball.
Have you seen my baseball? 9 innings of just utter boring.
It is. It really is. It's just a boring. Like, people that watch it religiously and are really excited about, where's their energy coming from? I don't understand that. Like, there's really nothing. The only time it's good, the good thing about baseball is how quick it can just turn around. That's the only good thing I can say about baseball. In other words, you could be losing by 3 runs and you got, you know, team's got bases loaded, guy at the plate, it's the last out.
There's certain parts of a game that are exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's certain parts of the season where the games are exciting.
Yes.
But a game in May?
No, it sucks.
There's 112 games left.
May you please change the channel?
You got those guys, too. I went to a Phillies game not too long ago. And you got these, I guess, I noticed they're all older guys, but they're writing pitch by pitch what it is. And like they're keeping
The little stat sheet.
Yeah.
My dad does that when we go to games. He buys the book and he does it.
Yeah, he's bringing his old annoying wife, and he's like, get away. Go get me a hot dog.
I know this guy got kicked out because when they were doing the seventh inning stretch, the old dude that was filling out the card, he was sitting like right – I don't know if he was sitting behind him. No, he was sitting behind the guy filling out the card. So the old guy goes to the bathroom real quick, right? And he left the card there, and he wrote something fucked like, you're a loser on the card or whatever.
Oh, boy.
And that's rude. Just draw a dick or something.
I don't know what he wrote. He wrote something fucked up, but he got kicked out because when the guy saw it, he was all upset. He was like, who wrote this? Who wrote this? And he just couldn't stop laughing. He was there with his friends. So he started giggling, and the guy turned around. He's like, Was it you? And he's like, look, I'm sorry. I'll go get you another one. He went and got the fucking staff, dude, the security guy, and they fucking booted him right out. He was like, come on, dude. I was just having
fun. They take those card things seriously.
You would think you were, like, drawing on their Social Security card. Like, bullshit.
Yeah, they're the guys that take it real serious. But those are usually old guys.
Yeah, I know, but still.
My dad's always done it for as long as I can remember.
You're landing at the-
Oops, sorry. I figured anybody wanted
Joe
to
be all state. Fuck Joe Boo. Bring that shit to me.
Nobody touches Joe Boo's rum.
Perfect timing.
Dynamite drop in. The broadcast school has really paid off.
Yeah, that's been coming on actually lately. Now that baseball I watch.
Yeah, I love
Major League. Yeah. And if all the games were like that, I'd be a number one fan.
Gearing up for a break here?
Yeah, I was just getting everything ready.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fuck baseball and fuck soccer.
Yeah, fuck soccer.
Fuck you.
Fuck Missy's got a poop.
Fuck you.
No.
Nice.
It's for you, Miss.
The best girl touched my hand.
Huh?
Dave Grohl touched my hand.
Yeah, did you see? After the show, he cut it off.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver.
Ding.
And wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Yeah, we're back.
My brother sent me a link. I'm guessing it's the fucking soccer team that got struck by lightning. If it is, it's not.
If it is, we'll put it on.
No, he's now sending me Bane Cat episode 2. Yeah, we got it. It's not as funny.
It's not as funny. That sucked.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah. They did. And they waited so long for it.
Well, I don't think it was that. It's just, it wasn't that funny.
Normally, you got to wait 2 years for a superhero
two
sequel.
2 years.
Yeah, definitely not as good as the first, man. No. Disappointing.
I feared it.
I love Bane Cat so much. He's my screensaver.
We both know I'm going to have to kill you now.
Fuck you. Fuck your face. Piece of shit.
Bane.
Bane Cat.
You think they'll come out with a part 3?
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
They still get hits.
Yeah, how many hits does that have?
I don't know.
More hits than Dominic Brown.
There we go.
Bane Cat. Let me see how many hits this bad boy has. 5 million hits. So that's for the first one.
I'm surprised that
five million.
That's not a lot.
Yeah.
Bane Cat 2? 500,000. 467,000.
Yeah.
I'll show you where I have made my home.
Yeah, YouTube.
Oh, sucks for Peanut.
Five.
I forgot that the cat's
5 million. That guy's Peanut. Making a little money off that now.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's not a very good YouTuber because we watched other things that he did and they sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he like just
he did
out.
Some stupid rant about girls, and it was just like, "What's wrong with you,
shut
dude?
Up.
Stick to fucking cats, faggot."
Fucking cats.
Common there. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, that didn't come out right. Stick to fucking cats. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Rawr, that was that noise. Like the woman.
What woman?
There's this article. And there's a crazy woman on some fucked up drug called like Phantom Agonan. I mean,
mm-hmm. That's why they were thrown on the field when Balotelli was
there.
Phantom Agonan.
No, it was schematic. And it was a schematic drug, right? Isn't that? I asked you how to pronounce that word earlier.
I guessed.
Oh, fuck.
That's what it sounded like you were trying to say. You were
it
like,
was spelled
schematic. I was like schematic.
It was spelled S-H-A-M-A-T-I-C.
Schematic. Schemival.
Schemival. Incorporated.
Faggot.
She was on drugs. She was young. In an orphanage.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Talking about fire.
What the fuck is your problem?
Something.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my god.
Exactly.
Ouija board.
What? You're just saying words. Put them in a story, you stupid bitch.
Oh my god, it's my birthday. Be nice to me.
You're a stupid motherfucker, you know that?
All the orphans played with the Ouija board.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Gondwana land.
She's got Down syndrome.
The orphans in Guatemala.
My mom is the former governor of Alaska.
Really? Cimmerian super tyranny paleogeologic.
Stupid woman.
All right. Never mind. These words are hard as shit. Never mind. The word.
Put the words together and actually make them make sense.
Context fluid.
There was orphans that played with a Ouija board when they were on
Ouija
drugs.
Ouija board.
When they were on drugs and they got possessed by the devil.
Can you believe that? It's not the drugs. It's not the drugs.
She was speaking in tongue.
She's speaking in Spanish.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, that was
the
Mexican.
The power of Christ compels you.
does it?
The power of Christ compels you.
Does it, Jay?
Does it?
Find it now.
Does it?
Oh, God, you guys suck.
Yeah, there's the audio.
Yeah,
Marco, you have the video. Can you play it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to it now. It's slow going here.
You wouldn't let me play it earlier.
It's because you have a shitty phone plan.
Guess what? It's not that compelling.
Please. Please.
We'll probably have to hear a fucking
commercial. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the title of it is, "We tried to pray for them, but it only made the demons angrier." Inside the terrifying possession of Mexican orphan girl.
Of course it makes them
angry. Is this it? Oh. Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Can you read that?
That was it?
It's horrible. She's speaking in tongue.
What?
Is that how Christ compelling me? Is that what's happening? You did fucking sell out. Everyone says.
Graphically, here you go.
Mira.
What? Are you saying something?
I don't speak Spanish.
Alejandro, ¿cómo? Mira, ¿cómo está tu hermana?
Señorita,
¿cómo te llamo?
Señorita, ¿cómo te llamo? Señorita, guardo tuyo. Piñata, ¿qué pasa? Coño, maricón.
Alejandra, ¿no te has cansado?
Alejandro.
¿De qué te ríes? ¿Y por qué te vas a morir? ¿Que ya no te quieres o qué?
Uy, sí.
Alejandra, ya. Tranquila.
This is careful.
Tranquila, ya.
What the fuck kind of comment is that?
No, mira, te espera. Te recuperes rápido. Te recuperes
ya. Is that a fart?
I'm gonna call the police.
Boy, you're a talkative fucking.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that was the actual video footage.
Oh, God.
Without all the jerky shit in it.
So basically, they were playing with a Ouija board, and you think they were possessed by the devil?
I mean,
they took a drug, too.
They took a shamanic drug. God damn it, it's a bell. It's a fucking flower, man. It's a flower.
Shamanic drug Brugs Mansia.
Yeah, it's a flower.
Doesn't he play for the Orioles? Brugs Mansia, he's third baseman.
It's an up, down... I gave up. It's an upside down flower.
Are you off your fucking meds?
It's a bell flower and it's yellow. And it's like...
What's it like?
Fuck that. I don't take his medicine.
Oh, it says it's herbs.
It's bullshit. If you're possessed, I want to see you fucking turn your head around and float and do all that good stuff.
So it's a flower.
Yeah, man, it's herbs.
It's herbs.
Herbs and spices.
Yeah, it says it's a shamanic herb.
Fuck you want a boutonniere?
And in the picture, it was yellow. But now it's changed. It has since changed.
It's great.
fucking nauseating.
I don't know. It looks like a pretty flower, but apparently you can eat it. And then it makes you get possessed by the devil or demons. How come, like, when you are on drugs, actually, no. Like, how come when you're not on drugs, like, when you're on drugs, you don't see God or something? Like, why does it always mean stuff?
Because God doesn't exist.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
But, like, why?
Man from another galaxy that came here.
Oh, my God. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody gets angry and shit when they're on drugs. That makes no sense to me. I don't get angry.
I'm confused.
I hope I see God one day.
You don't. You get angry when you drink.
I know. That's why I'm...
And you talk shit on people.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, I could do worse,
fat
Chris.
Piece of shit.
Fat pig.
Fat shit.
But, no. I want to see God. Fat pig.
Fat Jesus. Piece of shit.
What is happening right now? Stop.
You fat fuck.
Stop.
Fuck you! You ate all the food! You sick cunt.
Oh my
fat
God.
Fuck. The way you fucking eat, you're gonna have a heart attack by the time you're 50. Oh, you're killing yourself the way you eat. You fat fuck, look at you.
Jesus. Stop.
You're so mean, miss. Jesus Christ.
You're
fucking
mean.
Fucking balls on that. Ugh, look at how fat you are.
You know, I was listening to a show last week. I think it was last week. Your wife, Lois. Maybe I'm like fat guy. Maybe I'm like, I started cracking up.
Maybe I want to have sex with a fat guy right now.
Oh, shit. That's too funny. My head hurts.
Never, never will ever end.
You fat ever. Fuck.
Now I look like a big fat fuck, you know?
Suck.
I guess you do have a point before we rudely interrupted you.
All right.
Why do people always see the devil when they're fucked up? How come nobody sees God?
I've never seen the devil when I was fucked up.
All these but, fucking I mean, crazy people.
They're Mexicans. They probably didn't understand what the fuck they were saying.
Don't they have, like, queens of, like, Guadalupe?
The Stone Age?
Guadalupe and shit? Like, don't they pray to...
No, no.
Don't they have statues of, like, people? Isn't there, like, a humongous statue that's, like, 1,000 feet tall on top of a mountain?
Yes, the Queen of Guadalupe.
No, that's Brazil. That's Jesus. You don't
overlooking the city.
I thought it was a Guadalupe. Like, the woman that's always in the candles. Know. She's always like this.
It's Mary, Mother of God.
I thought that Spanish version was different.
It's Maria.
It's Mira.
It's Mira. Yeah.
Madre of Jesus.
No, I'm serious. Like, isn't there, like, the Queen of Guadalupe that they, like, pray to?
Fuck.
So, like, if they're, like, super religious, like, in Mexico and shit, aren't they?
Yeah, but you can knock this. This isn't a possession. This is drug use. She's high from the drugs.
But why is it always bad when there's drugs involved? Why isn't it good?
She's a whore.
The drugs fuck you up. I guess they reach your inner...
And, like, everyone's a bad person then?
I would assume. I don't know.
It's weird.
People only see God when they're dying or they died.
Right. Like that. Why?
They confuse the white surgery light above their head as the fucking the tunnel.
Yep.
The light at the end of that's just your eyes coming back into focus is all that is.
I saw a shadow. Yeah, it was me sitting here waiting for you to die.
Did you happen to see Jesus holding a scalpel? That was me.
The devil. Huh? The devil.
Some people say that the white light is you being born again.
Huh?
Some people say that the white light is you being born again.
No, I never heard anybody say that.
I heard your soul coming back.
No.
I never heard anyone say that. Like, not on TV, not on the radio, not in real life.
Like,
and you're saying that.
No, I heard someone
say it. Because it just sounds unsure coming from your mouth.
Dude, the light. They see the light and it's you like coming out of a vagina.
Huh?
And you're getting born again like as a baby.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking
like
about?
Like, the light is... You know how, like, when you're in somebody's stomach?
Jesus, fuck!
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
No, like when you're birthing.
First of all, you know that babies aren't actually in the stomach, right?
They're in the uterus. Right? Am I wrong?
No, no. Oh. Well, you're already wrong by saying this. You know, when they're in the stomach.
When they're inside the body.
I'm going to eat your baby. That's when they're going to eat
you. You're a woman. You don't even know the logistics of
I've
being
I've never
pregnant.
Had a baby, man. I don't know.
Stop speaking a nonogram.
But, like, if you are in the uterus, it's all dark in there. There's not really.
No, this will work light. This is what you hear inside the stomach.
And then when you're getting birthed, you see the light again, and that you just died.
The fuck are you talking about? You lost me.
God damn it.
You lost me the moment you showed up tonight. What are you talking about?
When you see the light when you're dying, it's because you're getting born again as
crazy
a baby.
Bitch.
No.
That's what I heard people say recently.
Who the fuck said that?
I don't remember. I heard multiple people
state
say
your
that.
Source.
You like that?
I don't remember.
State your source. I'm you not- remember that, but you don't remember who told you.
No, it was multiple people. I think he was on Facebook.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
But they were saying, like, what if that's it? Like,
what
if
you're fucking
that's
mind.
The devil
that, not that, that that's it, but what if it is that?
Are you fucking crazy?
It's not it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Why?
Because it isn't. It's stupid.
It makes no sense. Yeah. DeGrasse Tyson would laugh at you right now.
Mike Tyson would laugh.
This bitch is stupid.
Dude, I thought I was dumb.
You should be medicated.
Mm-hmm. Go to be donkulous.
I saw it on Facebook or something. I don't remember where it was.
That's a good source.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't saying it was for definite true. I was saying it's what
Facebook
is bad.
Official. For definite true.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
I'll set you free!
I was just saying, what if that's what happens? And it's something you never heard of, so that's creative.
Yeah, because it doesn't exist. That's just another asshole theory.
Yeah, but theories.
From someone who's taken too many drugs.
Yeah. I read it somewhere. I thought it didn't make sense, but was interesting. I thought it was interesting. I think it's an interesting theory.
How many times are you going to say interesting? I thought it was something interesting. I think it's something interesting. I thought it was an interesting. What?
Sorry. Fuck. Brain's melted.
I know. What is wrong? What happened?
A firefly, man.
Your birthday and boom, you're dumb again. You're getting reborn. You're as stupid as a baby.
No. Firefly was bad, like, mentally. Only because it...
She's a retard.
Monday I couldn't get normal.
You big dumb bitch.
Monday I couldn't get normal, and Tuesday I couldn't get normal. So yesterday and today are the days that I'm getting back to normal. So it's like I keep having like flashbacks or something.
I work with retards.
It was good to find out. It was just a lot. My brain was melted at one point, literally.
Chris?
You know, you're stupid, literally.
Describe melted.
Just like I couldn't think straight. Like, I had to leave for work an hour and a half early because I didn't know how long it was going to take me to get there. Because I couldn't remember.
My God, you're stupid.
And then...
You just now realized this?
I wasn't driving the speed limit. I had to keep looking down at me like, oh, shit, I got to drive fast.
You fucking retarded? What the hell's the matter with
not
you?
Not retarded. I had a fun weekend.
You dumb bastard.
Where was it you graduated from again? The University of Duh.
I'm not stupid.
How long have you been at your job?
Almost 6 years.
And
she's got her own closet as an office.
You worked Wednesday and then took off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and went back on Monday?
I took off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, so you were out of there for 3 days. Normally, yeah. You're out for 2 days.
Four, and Monday.
Okay, so you're out for 4 days.
Yeah.
And 2 years?
And you couldn't remember how long it took you to get to work. You've been going there for 6 fucking years.
I know.
10 years!
I've lived in multiple places since then, though. It doesn't make my argument any
No, it doesn't. Nope.
Know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Don't be stupid.
Because I was used to not having to think for days, and then I had to think. So it took a little while to kick that back on.
You're so stupid.
So now I'm still trying to come back from it.
Where are you coming back from?
I went on vacation. In my head as well.
So you're not back from it yet?
No, I am, but it was like yesterday and today were the only days, really. So like I'm still trying to get it all back. Like it's not all there yet.
Okay.
Obvs.
You're just a woman with a small brain.
I'm not.
Obvs.
Obvs. Obvs, I'm just trying to get it together. Like, I feel like you can hear it in my voice. Like, I feel like my voice even sounds different.
No, it sounds like always.
Yeah. Really? Sounds very manly.
But I feel like it sounds scratchier or something.
That could just be from all the cock-sucking and drug abuse.
God damn you.
Cock-smoker.
Even on her birthday, she gets killed.
I know, you guys are murdering me.
Way
today.
To go, a-holes!
Murderers.
I ain't got a good brain.
I hate you. I hate you all.
Oh, shit.
All right, we'll start being nice to you since it's your birthday.
Trump is a fucking cute. Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
Lies. Liar.
You're right?
She's still trying to get that first sentence out.
Seriously.
All right, let's get back to what you were saying.
What drugs did you do at Firefly?
Inquiring minds want to know.
I did a pot cookie. And I drank a lot, and I did some Molly.
A Molignon.
And that's it. I drank a lot.
That's all you took.
You did Molly?
Mm-hmm.
Cuck.
There you go.
Did you take any of that?
Penis.
No, boys.
Cock. Balls.
Bastards.
How many went?
Balls and wieners.
Was it a group of girls?
Yeah. There was like me and Biffle, and then her roommate and her best friend were like the main group, and then we met up with a shitload of other people. So like at the end of the day, it was probably like 20 or 30 people. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I don't remember. It was awesome though. It was so much fun. You guys should go.
No.
You would have an anxiety attack because there's too many people.
Yeah.
There's 80,000 people there this year.
So we know you, we know Biffle. Where do the other two fit on
the stupid scale?
Intelligence wise. Where do they fit in?
They're both really smart. I would say they were smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say they're smarter than any of us?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, they're women, so that's just not possible.
Bastard. The one girl's a teacher, so.
What's that mean?
I feel like you have to be smart to teach other
people. Probably one
stuff.
Subject, but everything else, she could be a fucking retard.
She could be book smart.
No, yeah. She seems like a smart chick. Yeah, she's a good girl.
Kind of teacher. What'd she teach?
I don't know.
Sex ed.
She told me, but I don't remember.
Cock. Ball.
Face dismissed.
Oh, God. Stop. Ew.
That's hot. That's not hot to you?
No.
It was squishy.
Sure thing.
It's squishy sounds.
So it sounds.
Like that's probably sounds. That.
Yeah, I hate that. It's
really? You don't like when a guy does that to you?
No. I don't like the squishy sound. All right, that's hot. I don't care about that. I don't like squishy sounds.
You don't like squishy sounds? Mm.
Oh, God. That sounds like a dog lapping up water.
Yeah, pretty much. Just faster.
Really fast.
That means he's doing his job.
My God.
No?
It's super slurpy.
Yeah, 7-1.
Yeah. It's the biggest size. Super slurpy.
So what? So you have a teacher amongst your group of?
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's like saying one of my friends has Down syndrome.
Why?
Are you like the leader?
No, I'm not the leader. I don't know why you would think I was the leader.
I don't know, miss. That's a good.
Do I seem like a leader to you?
You definitely don't seem like a follower.
You seem like a pain in the ass.
I'm my own people. I'm not a pain in the ass.
You fucking idiot.
What else you got there? You got anybody else that any type of teacher? What's the other, I guess, vocations that they do, jobs?
Oh, I don't know what Amy does, actually.
Is it contagious?
Did she touch your hand, too? Because right now, Dave Grohl's a drooling fucking idiot.
Dave Grohl touched my hand.
Fucking retard.
How did he touch your hand?
He slapped it. I put it out for him to give me a high five, and he did.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Guy will never play the guitar again.
He went hard the rest of them. He was good.
You know what happened right after the show?
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
You little hoe.
God. Demons.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I just got this visual of just her being the leader of this group.
I'm not a leader.
No, here's my question is this. When you're with your friends, your smart friends, what's the conversations like? Do you spew this bullshit to them, or do you think that they would just find you completely insane and never speak to you again?
No, I think that people think that I'm smart.
But do you say the shit you say on this show to them?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
So would you speak about this whole white light as you being born again when you're dying?
Absolutely. I don't believe that. It's just something that I heard, though.
Oh, okay.
So I would talk about it, like, for a conversation.
And do you, they're cool when you go up to them and say, hey, guess what, guys? Last week I was a mermaid.
Yeah, they think it's hilarious.
Yeah, because you're stupid.
They handle you with kid gloves.
Yeah,
and it's always like a long-running joke.
Yes.
That you're stupid?
No, that I'm a mermaid.
I can handle things, I'm smart!
You guys are overly critical of me.
I feel like I've been on acid for the past hour.
I just think it's you and everybody is just like you. That's my visual right now.
No. Everybody's different.
It's like Missy and her group of dummies.
No.
I don't know that because I don't really know anybody.
Everybody's different and everybody
like
is.
Like Biff, we met Biffle.
She's a dummy.
Okay, so we're one for one friends. So who else you got?
I have a lot of friends.
Okay.
I have all genres of friends.
All ethnicities.
Yeah, all of them. Like every kind of friend that you could think of, I have. I like it. And I talk
imaginary friends.
I should have an imaginary friend.
I'm surprised you don't.
I know.
You have imaginary personalities.
I never had an imaginary friend either. I feel like I should invent one.
Really? It's a little late for that in the game.
Yeah. Do you think that if, like, you know how, like, in Drop Dead Fred, the little chick could always see Fred? So would I be able to see my imaginary friend, or would it be invisible?
Why don't we invent one right now?
Okay.
Is it a dragon?
Oh,
first
a dragon?
Question, is it a dragon?
Puff. Its name
yes.
is Puff.
It's a dragon. Okay. It's definitely a dragon. Can I see the dragon, or is it invisible?
An object.
Well, you got to create him first, and if he appears behind me, then you could see him.
Okay. So, he's a dragon.
Okay.
What else we got?
It's your fucking
it's
friend.
It's your friend.
I don't know how to make an imaginary friend. You guys
is
tell me.
Is he as dumb as you, or is he smarter than you?
I think.
Well, first, is it male or female?
A male.
Okay, you're a whore.
Fuck you. I weirdly relate to men more, not you assholes.
You relate to cocks.
So it's
a dude, like a man.
It's a dude dragon, and he's black.
It's a dude dragon.
And he's a cartoon.
He's a black dragon?
He's a black cartoon dragon.
Goddamn jigaboo.
He's a black cartoon dragon.
Like in How to Train Your Dragon.
Is his name Smokey?
No,
just Smokey.
I don't like that name. I like Smoke. Smoke.
That's his name. Smoke the dragon.
Shines.
Smoke I like. Yeah. His name's Smoke. Or Chuck.
Smoke the Chuck.
I think I just had a fucking embolism.
Listen to him, Chuck.
All right, so he's a black dragon named Smoker Chuck. Go.
That is so adorable.
He looks like How to Train Your Dragon.
I never seen it.
Oh, you gotta see it, man. It's so good.
That's so gay.
He has blue eyes.
Whatever.
and he's like a little kid.
Tits.
Like,
so he's like a baby dragon, like real small?
Yeah. No, I want the dragon to be bigger than me.
Okay.
So I can fly on him.
So he has wings. Good. Okay.
Well, all dragons have wings. Okay,
I don't know. I've never seen a fucking dragon before.
I guess a dragon doesn't have to have a wings. Oh, I don't know. The dragon has wings.
How hard is it to create a fucking imaginary dragon?
I've never done it before. Y'all tell me.
This is your first time.
Seriously, if you guys have made up imaginary friends in your life, then you let me know. All right, his name is Chuck.
Chuck Smoke, and he's a black dragon.
Chuck Smoke! Yes, Chuck Smoke.
Okay.
He grew up in the Netherlands. And
why the Netherlands?
I don't know. You guys are putting pressure on me.
Let her roll. Go ahead. Take your time. All right. No pressure. He's from the Netherlands.
He was on the 2014 World Cup team.
Right.
But Chuck Smoke. He doesn't have an accent.
So
he has
what
no
saying?
Netherlandish accent.
So he speaks
accent.
American.
God damn it.
Yes, he's an Americanish.
Americanish Netherlanders.
Yeah. Father Dragon's American. Mother's.
All right, Mother Dragon is Netherlandish.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't
Netherlandish.
Have to
I just want to make sure he's able to play for both teams.
So he was born in the Netherlands but grew up in the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't bullshit me.
He's a transplant.
He's a transformer. Go ahead.
Oh, man. A transformer would be cool.
Do you want to change it?
No. I feel like Chuck Smoke is awesome. Chuck Smoke the Dragon from the Netherlands. He grew up in Texas.
Does he have a...
So he loves cactuses?
So he has a Texas accent then.
He loves cactuses.
So he loves cactuses. He always, like, his whole room is filled with cactuses.
Stop saying cactuses, you fucking idiot.
All right, they're filled with cacti. So there's cacti everywhere. We paint cacti together.
You could just say cactus.
I'm...
There's cactus everywhere.
Just cack everywhere.
His favorite color is red because he can breathe fire. Mm-hmm. And the fire is always red.
Okay.
He likes Cosmos as well. We bonded over that.
He has to.
Yeah. We met in New Orleans at the Bayou. Okay. That's how we became friends.
Did he buy you a drink? Like, how did that work?
Yeah, he met at the Bayou. I buy you a drink, you buy me a drink.
Now I was skipping rocks into the Mississippi River, and he started doing it with me.
Oh, he just flew in and...
Mm-hmm.
Sup.
He
does,
there.
Does he wear any type of clothing?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So he's just...
He wears a bracelet on his left ankle, though.
He just comes swooping down with his fucking dragon cock right next to you? He doesn't have any of the pants on?
There's no dragon cock.
How's he going to the bathroom?
I don't know. He's like a Ken doll.
Okay.
He has smooth area.
Okay.
Now suck my cock.
You don't address that
Pull
stuff.
Out your cock no. and ball.
Not in my imaginary friend.
Okay.
He wants you to smack around his cock and balls.
I think that's it. That's enough, right?
Yeah, Chuck Smoke.
Chuck Smoke, the Black Dragon.
It's a better rap name than fucking Hoodie Allen, that's for sure.
Jeez, he killed it at Firefly, y'all.
Yeah, it's a shame he didn't get killed.
Jeez.
All right, now look behind me.
No. My imagination is going away. I don't see it.
Do you blame the show?
No. I blame this brain melting that I had this weekend.
Who are you?
I'm going to draw a picture of him, though, and then he'll be with me always.
Put him in your office next to Bill.
I will.
You should.
He likes Bill Clinton as well.
He does.
You weirdo fuck.
That's it. Chuck Smoke. That is a good name.
So he has no cock and balls.
No, he has a smooth area.
How do you know he's male then?
Find your penis for a dollar.
Because his name is Chuck Smith and he talks like a boy.
Chuck Smith? Chuck Smoke.
Chuck Smoke.
Chuck Smith is his cousin. He's Chuck across Smoke. The bayou. What's his favorite band?
Duh.
Chevelle.
Okay. Well, she sounds like a decent guy.
He's a
I thought she was going to go somewhere else with that.
What, you thought it was Kings of Leon?
Yeah.
No,
No, because hopefully he would fucking hate him and burn him while they're on stage.
No, no one can like Kings of Leon as much as me.
Hmm. You're right.
You're right. No one's changing that.
You're right, you.
You.
I'd rather be stuck in a room with this looping every fucking day. I've been hearing another Kings of Leon song.
That's all I got. I don't think there's anything else you need to know.
No, it's pretty good.
That's
Chuck
good one.
Smoke, black fucking dragon. Why is he got to be black, though?
Because she's part black.
She's all races.
Yeah, I get that.
I want my imaginary friend to be black.
I understand that, but like...
Affirmative action.
Hold on a second. You have the opportunity to create an imaginary friend. You can make them any color or multiple colors, and you just went with black, which you can just do anytime you want. You can like...
But a black dragon is so cool.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, would the dragon like breathe fire on itself? Like, why is it black?
Because it's special.
Okay. Like, why not a blue dragon?
Because I feel like they always have blue dragons. Like in like the sword in the stone. Like the sword in the stone, the dragon's black. Or the dragon's blue.
Fop's head's gonna explode.
I just had another aneurysm when she said that. They're always blue dragons. Like,
like and the sword in the stone, the dragon was blue.
Stop using movies. That's the whole point of imagination. It's yours.
I don't want it to be I want it to be black.
Okay.
With red fire.
With red
fire. Like the Chicago Bulls.
What the
Where's, that's what I'm basing my colors off of.
You mean the color red from the Chicago Bulls?
Yes.
Oh, I was. You said red fire like the Chicago Bulls. I'm like, what happened? Where are we? Where am I?
And it's going.
You fucking crazy?
No.
Okay.
It'll be easier to imagine them when you're at home.
I never had one.
In bed.
I never had an imaginary.
Neither have I.
Is it
usually people?
I made pretend like when I was a kid. Like, if it was, like, bad weather outside and I couldn't play with my friends, I would, like, you know, act like I was in Star Wars and reenact the shit and be like, Chewie, you know? But I didn't actually have a imaginary friend. Yeah, that was me trying to do him, too. Yeah, I didn't have an imaginary friend. I just, like, you know, kind of role-played.
You, like, went with movies.
Well, yeah, or reenacted. Or, if, like, you ever play, like, war when you're a kid and you act like they're fucking...
Like terrorists or something?
Well, no. I didn't know what a terrorist was when I was a kid, but there was the bad army and the good army. Actually, where I grew up in Philly is very similar to that.
Aww. Did you guys do that too?
Yeah, of course.
You had a brother, though. Why wouldn't you play with him?
He's 6 years younger than me.
Oh, shit.
When I was 6 years old, he was nothing.
He was nothing.
He was a lump of flesh in a fucking chair all day. Lazy fuck. Mm. No. I mean, once he got older, we'd play. And then it got to the point where once I hit puberty.
You didn't
like,
want to play anymore.
Well, yeah. You start thinking about chicks and fucking rape. And all the good stuff.
Oh.
The Tom Rapist.
Did you guys... Did you?
Yeah, of course.
You did? Did you?
I had a brother, year apart.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Who was a dick when I was younger.
He's older than you, right?
He's a year older.
Okay.
I always had to defend myself because he was a dick.
Did your friends have imaginary friends, or is it something that you don't talk about?
I never hung out with them if they did, so.
Yeah. I never knew they existed.
So, but is that...
I think my one friend... Growing up, I think he had an imaginary friend because he would talk a lot. Like, if I left the room and I come back, I hear him talking to somebody.
Is that creepy?
Well, in hindsight now, yeah, it was creepy.
But at the time, you were just like, oh.
I don't think he's doing it now, 25 years later. You know,
that, Fred.
Or 30 years later. I don't think he's doing it now, but if he is, he's got problems. But yeah, it kind of, thinking about it now, it reminds me like when you watch Sixth Sense. And you see the little kid talking and there's no one else in the room.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that. Or the movie with Kevin Bacon where he's trying to figure out – he starts seeing visions of this girl.
Oh, Hollow Man.
No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
No, it's pretty good.
Great movie.
Yeah, I just don't remember. Anyway,
yeah.
He has a little boy in the movie and he's talking to some – girl that he sees and no one else sees.
What the fuck was that called?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
That's a great movie.
It is. It's really good.
I can't fucking remember. Anyway, it's that's what it reminds me of now. Like when I see shit like that, when I see little kids in movies talking to someone and no one's there, and it's like, wow, that brings me back. It's like, wow, I remember that dude talking like that. Just like, what if he saw something? You know?
Yeah.
He's fucking crazy.
That would be awesome, though.
He saw dead people.
You would be scared if you saw dead people?
I don't know. That's a weird fucking question.
Okay.
I don't know. If I saw dead people, I mean, technically, if I wanted to, I could. I could just go to a morgue and just
Stir of Echoes.
Stir of Echoes. That's it. Yeah, that was pretty good. That's a weird question. I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I could be, I might not be, I could be crazy, could make me crazy. I'd end up in a fucking asylum in a padded room, doped up to the fucking gills.
So if you saw like a dead person,
I'm looking at one right now. It just hasn't happened yet.
If you saw like a thriller, like, person. Like sitting on this couch, would you automatically think I must be insane? What if they talk to you and we're like, hey,
I'm a little smoother. I think I'm a little smoother than you are when it comes to shit like that.
Okay.
I would probably just be like, look, guys, I don't feel so good. I'm going to go home.
Okay.
I don't think I fucking say because I know what the reaction is going to be, which you obviously don't know when you say stuff here. You don't ever know what you're always surprised. Like, why do you guys say that? But yeah, if I saw a dead person sitting on that couch next to you, basically, but I'd be a little cooler about it. You're like, yeah, I'm not feeling too good. I'm going to go.
Okay. What if the dead person talked to you though and was like, yo, I'm dead, but I need some help. And you're the only person that could see me.
I would like it to be like a rescue me type of thing, you know,
like
the way Tommy Gavin used to see dead people.
Right.
I want it to be like that, you know, where you can actually have a rapport with them. If that were to really happen, that's how I'd want it. I don't want it to be a dude's half his head is hanging off, you know.
Like, but then would you help the...
What am I going to do for them? They're dead.
What if they need help with unfinished business?
What are they, mobsters? I'm in charge of unfinished business. Or I need you to take out Pazini.
But I'm saying, listen...
Go to the gravesite. I left. I got unfinished business.
I'm fucking dying.
So go on with your question.
So listen.
That's the way right down to you.
Okay. Would
What's your question?
Would you automatically think that something was wrong with your head, or would you think, wow, I get this opportunity that most people don't? Or would you think, I must be going crazy?
My initial reaction is that I've finally lost my mind.
Oh, that sucks.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. What if they were like, listen, you didn't lose your mind?
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to take their word for it. What makes you the expert, dead guy?
What if it was like a family member?
That was a shrink.
What if it was your family, somebody from your family?
See, that's just fucked up. I would probably shoot myself in the face.
It's freaky, right? That'd be freaky.
Yeah, like if my fucking grandmother just showed up right there, I'd just be like, did you bring the sauce and meatballs? Don't bother to poopy this one.
So then you would, but you would think you were crazy.
You were reaching for it.
Chris is lifting the gun out the holster. No, I don't care. I was just fucking around. I just knew you. I knew you were gonna play it, and I wanted to just. I was timing it. If it was a family member, yeah, I'd be really fucking creeped out.
But I mean, you would automatically think that you were crazy.
Yeah.
And you would go to the doctor and get like checked out.
I don't even know if I'd do that. I would probably start drinking. Yeah. That stuff like that would probably drive me to substance abuse.
Really?
Yeah. I've stayed away from it all my life with the exception of food and cigarettes. That would probably send me over the edge.
What if they were like, we just need your help real quick?
Yo, I need to borrow your car right quick. I have a mission. If you accept it, if you choose to accept it. If not, this tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. No, I wouldn't go on a mission, Ethan Cunt. The only time that it would not bother me, because I'd be fascinated by it, if it was Christopher Walken. Now, he's alive.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, had he died and he just showed up on the couch, for a split second, I wouldn't think I'm crazy. I'd be like, holy shit. And then it would hit me and be like, yeah, I'm fucking crazy. I'm a loon. Now I got to go.
Would you guys go to the doctor, or would you think you had a special gift?
I'm assuming by my reaction, my answering, you're the exact opposite of me.
Yeah.
You're probably like, how can I help you? How can I help you? How can I help you, dead sir?
I mean, I might get scared at first, but then if they assured me that all was well.
They assured you all is well. Okay.
Yeah, like, hey, we just need help real quick.
Look, we just need you to flash your titties and we'll just be gone. That would be kind of funny.
His dead friend. Come
here. But I would be able to ask them so many questions. Like, oh, what's it like being dead? Is it scary?
He's going to say it sucks. There's no pussy.
Well, how do you know? Maybe there is pussy.
Yeah, it could be a big fucking orgy in heaven.
Yeah.
It could be like, this is the end.
I'm assuming he's decaying.
No, I don't want a decaying one.
Well, you don't get a choice.
You have no choice what comes to you.
My penis falls
off. Then I would be scared.
So you wouldn't help him?
I would, but like only once I was like made to. I would be scared, though. If somebody looks scary, it scares me.
So if like a decaying corpse just appeared in front of you.
Can I smell it?
If you want.
Are you asking me permission? Are you saying could,
like
will
would,
it smell?
Would the smell come with it?
I don't know. Let's go with yes first, and then we'll go with no.
Okay, yes, I would run for the hills and I would go to the doctor.
And no?
I would talk. I would,
yeah. Okay, we'll talk. You smell okay. You're a weird person.
You really smell,
are. Fucking weird.
Smells important. So
smell my balls. You only talk to a dead person if he smells good.
Yeah. He smelled a piss in his pants.
Smells like a whorehouse in here.
Yeah, if they smelled like dead, then I would not talk. But if they smelled like alive,
chances are they're gonna smell dead.
Hell, though. Like if I'm the only person that I could see them, then they're like defying the laws of physics.
Like, can you touch them, or is it just like a
no? Like I don't want to touch them either.
Like a ghost.
I don't want him to be able to touch me either.
What if he can?
That'd be the most action you have
if
in
he
6 months.
Touche.
Right.
If he can, then I would kick one of his legs off or something.
With what? My fucking toes.
I would, I don't know why I just thought that. I was going to say I would pour water on them, but I don't know why I thought it would melt them.
What's the water like in Runnymede? What the fuck?
No shit. See how she just keeps using movies. She's thinking of Wicked Witch.
Yeah, I am thinking of Wicked Witch. She's melting. But she wasn't dead.
Toes curl
up. Oh, yeah. What the fuck was that?
What are you talking about?
You heard that? I heard that, too. Like
what the fuck are you talking about?
It sounded like a gunshot.
God damn it. Why didn't you fucking go along with it? I was hoping you just act like you didn't hear it.
Oh, God.
Cocksucker.
And you know, if you guys talked long enough, you could probably convince me that there is a dead person in here and I would freak out.
You know what I was thinking while she was talking? I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if one day we get somebody over here and dress them up all fucked up like they're dead, have them hide behind the fucking couch, wait like 20 minutes in the show,
and just have him pop up. Don't even pay attention to him because we know that he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Have him pop up, sit on the couch next door, and just act like he's not even here.
I would freak out.
Yeah, you would.
I would freak out like to all high heaven.
You would.
That was a good idea.
Thank you.
13-year-old Marcus said it was a good idea.
I would probably knock myself out because I would probably run into that wall. I'd throw that iron at them.
I have a feeling you would literally pass out in your chair.
I would probably. I think I would scream like to all the fucking high heaven, though. I think it would be like the worst scream ever. It would break windows. What?
I always hear people with these stories. I was waiting for
it. You.
Huh?
I always hear people with stories that they see fucking ghosts and, man, that shit never happens to me.
Pull your pants.
I'm dying to see. Just give me something. Let me see something.
Do some drugs.
Oh, that's something.
Like, I had family members tell me they saw my grandma. My brother said she appears to him in the fucking room. My aunt, where she died, right in the room. She appears. It'll fucking appear for me.
Oh, they don't like you when they're dead.
20 grandchildren. I was last on the list, I guess.
All right, let's everybody just calm the fuck down.
You have to believe. You have to
believe it. I guess maybe that's it.
Well, remember you told that story? You remember that chick that was friends with the girl that I was going out with? I hooked you up with the tall girl.
Yeah.
And you said that.
Oh, that.
Go ahead. Tell that again. Yeah, I think you told it once before, but it's been a while. It's been a long time. So go ahead.
The room that she stayed in, that she slept in, her grandma died in.
Right.
And occasionally this her floor, in the middle of the floor, would just get moist. Like a big wet spot.
That was the only thing getting moist in that room.
Come on. Fuck you. You murdered me, you ass.
No, seriously, there was no pipes going under there. And it would be water. Just
like condensation?
Yeah. You wake up in the morning, gone. Gone. It didn't happen every night. It was fucking weird.
So what, was she spitting on the floor?
She was a squirter. He had no idea. She was taking care of herself when he fell asleep.
It was fucking weird.
Daddy, you made me fucking
shit. But why would the water come?
I don't know.
Did you never looked into it?
You didn't investigate?
I mean, it was fucking freaky. No, I never did.
That's a great story. I feel like I was dead.
I mean, what am I going to do?
We should go into a haunted
house. I remember when he told me. He told me, like, right after
fucking
he realized
weird.
It.
I didn't and touch I, it. I didn't want to go touch it.
I just sat there. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I wouldn't believe it unless I saw it.
That's what I mean. I was like, well, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
There's a local group that does hauntings. Like, they go investigate hauntings and stuff.
Yeah, that's real.
We should do it.
Let's do that. Yeah, we'll call it Idiot Hunters.
Oh.
Come on.
What?
They have all this equipment, but you know, you and I don't know what this fucking equipment does. It can pick up fucking anything.
Place your pussies.
I'll do it. You want me to email Miss?
Yeah.
You could record it for the show.
Oh my god, yeah.
Kind of scary.
Fucking freak out.
Oh my
what
god,
the fuck is that?
It's a ghost.
Soundbite.
That sounded like scary as shit. It sounded real.
The ghost in the room.
What was that? I'm like,
clearly I wasn't
right
talking to you, big titties.
Sound like that cat.
Oh my god, remember that killer cat that guy that I had his family from?
Yeah. Oh no, that wasn't it. I was thinking about
they the were on thing. That fucking dog whisperer show or whatever, but like a cat whisperer version of it. Trying to.
Hey, little pussy. Down.
And the cat's not calm anymore. It's got a cat still a psycho.
Yeah, because that shit doesn't exist. You can't talk to fucking animals. No. Not unless you're Eddie Murphy.
True. Dr. Doolittle.
Or Missy Carr.
There's your whisper.
What was that screaming thing, though?
What's
that was scary. That scared me.
Oh,
give me
woman.
The chills.
Oh, this one.
Oh my god!
What is that?
It's from Ted. When the teddy bear walks in the kitchen for the first time,
and the parents think.
Oh, yeah. That's, good. I'm so glad I have a happy memory of that because that was going to haunt me.
Whoa! Yeah.
Shit, you're fucking out.
Chris, did anybody die in this house before you bought it?
Not sure. There was no yellow tape, if that's, or chalk outlines or anything.
If you did a background check.
Yeah, you should Google your address.
Okay, I will. I'll get right on that.
Whatever, you fucking condescending prick.
You know why? Because even if the whole family was murdered, they're not here anymore.
The spirits aren't in this house?
No, they're not.
You don't believe in it?
No.
I've gone to those stupid haunted, like, prison cells and shit. Yeah. What was that? Eastern State Penitentiary? Where people were actually murdered and killed and suicidal shit, whatever. It's the effects that they put in there that makes it scary. Or makes the appearance of it being scary.
Right. But
it's, they have like an air pistol that goes off every once in a while. It sounds like a machine gun. It's loud as fuck. And they just put it there just to scare you. But like, what does that have to do with the fucking prison? You know, you couldn't have a gun in prison.
The guards had guns in
there. Yeah, but they didn't have Tommy guns. The thing was, exactly. It was super fucking loud. It was there for effect to scare you. That's what I mean. I don't understand. Me and my girl went to a haunted hayride. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It was a nice place, nigga. it was pretty cool. You go into this barn, first of all, and you're sitting on these like bleachers, right? And you can see like a room that has glass or whatever, and it's got an electric chair, and they're wheeling in a guy like Hannibal Lecter, and they put him in the electric chair, and then they turn the fucking thing down, right? And he's like going through all the motions and shit, and they even have like these cool looking, it looks like electrical, like surges are coming out of his head. It's pretty fucking cool, right?
Don't chase me, bro!
Wait, check this out. Then the lights go off, and your fucking bleachers start going and vibrates cool. To the point where I couldn't even feel my nuts. Really? I was like, what the fuck? Like, I thought I shit myself. I was checking the back of my pants because, like, I don't know if I lost control because I couldn't feel anything. Like, I couldn't feel my legs at all. I can't feel my legs.
How long did it do it for?
Like 5 seconds, but it was scary as shit.
I can imagine.
And then they turn the light, and as soon as the lights come on, every fucking, because it's like a prison type of thing, every inmate is out. And one dude's got a fucking chainsaw, and he's standing right in front of the bleachers, like, turning it on, and he finally gets it to go, and he literally starts waving the chainsaw.
Wow, where is that
but
at?
But it doesn't have the I'll ask my girlfriend.
They do that at Bates Motel.
Yeah. So, I forgot where the fuck it was at. I don't remember.
That sounds like a good one.
It was actually pretty good. Then we got on in the actual hayride. It was a big motherfucker, too. Like, it had, like, 20 people on it. And you're going through these woods. And literally, there would be, like, fucking zombies everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, just jumping on the fucking truck. Yeah. And they're, like, reaching out for you and stuff. And there's the fucking kids that were there, they were terrified. It was kind of cool to watch that. Like you know what I mean? Like, because they don't know. They're like you. They're a child. So they're just like, you know, like, you'd probably be terrified, even though
I go to them all the time, and they're so scary to me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we're sitting there, and I'm giggling. Like, you know, my girl gets a little, you know, whatever, antsy, but she laughs too, you know.
But I freak out.
Actually, you know what? I think I do remember what it was. It's, there's a place in Delaware. It's like a mini theme park where they have all kinds of, like, haunted shit. There's even homes and stuff you can go into that's on the premises where people died or something like that. But it's pretty cool.
There's this one in, like, Pennsylvania, like, far up. I forget what it's called, but it's an asylum.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that one is insane.
Insane.
It scared the piss out of me until I was, like, pushing people over and screaming, get the fucking move. Fucking move. Like, I was bugging out.
Get the fucking move.
We had to go into because there was these tunnel ways underneath the asylum, and we had to go in them.
Who dares into my den?
Playable secrets.
And come, give me kisses.
It was fucking dark, and you couldn't... And you couldn't see, and I was like hauling ass. Like, I was terrified.
I bet.
I was fucking terrified. That was one of the scariest ones I've ever gone to.
I believe it.
By far. But Bates Motel is pretty scary.
I was going to ask you about that.
I go to Bates Motel every year just because they're always consistent. They're always real good.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
No, does it actually have anything to do with the story? The Bates story? Or is it just bullshit in the Bates Motel? Like, do you see it's the mom, the skeleton with the wig?
You do. You always see her. She's always in the hotel part.
Yeah.
Because there's three. There's like a corn maze.
Corn.
Relax, pal.
My butthole clenched up.
That pig.
But there's corn, a hayride, and then the motel part. And the motel, she's always in there somewhere.
Oh.
But the asylum one, holy fuck.
Really?
Holy fuck. Yeah.
I can't remember what the fuck it's called. It's going to bother me now.
It was terrifying. How far up?
It's not that far, is it?
I think it's past the station. Past Bella Kenwood.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Okay.
You said like upper Pennsylvania. I don't think it's like that fucking far.
I think it's like maybe like Conshohocken or something. You have to take a dirt road to get there.
Frightland is the place I was talking about in Delaware.
Oh, Frightland?
Yeah.
Fuck, I have to go there. That's pretty good. Awesome. Is it expensive? Because the asylum one's really expensive.
No, I think it's like, I don't remember. It's like $15 or something for the whole park, though.
The asylum is like $90.
Oh, no.
Fuck that shit.
Like going to Disney World.
You get to sleep there? As if
no,
you put up for the night.
Insane. It's so big and huge, and there's too
much. That's what she said.
It's horrible. I don't want to go to it again.
Really? It's that bad?
I was terrified. I'm a sissy.
Doesn't it have a name in front of the asylum?
Yes.
Yeah, rape your wallet asylum. $90.
Like, everybody was getting a little scared, but I always get a lot scared. So I was like, I was bugging out.
Pussy.
Yeah, I was bad.
You know it's not real, right?
It's like, what if one of these people are crazy? Like,
that's a possibility everywhere you go.
Yeah, but like they're in a position where they can touch you and... You know what I mean? Like, what do you... Like, I want to punch...
Penhurst.
Yeah.
That's it.
Penhurst.
I was at Penhurst. Yeah. I knew that was familiar.
See, you didn't think it was terrifying.
Not like that. And it wasn't $90 either when
did
I went.
Did you do everything?
Yeah, I jerked off. I threw shit on the walls.
Did you do all the different things? I did all of them.
I don't remember what...
Yeah, I did every single one. Did you do the underground tunnel?
The what?
The underground tunnel.
I think so, yeah.
There's a big ass haunted house, then there's another haunted house, then there's another one where you go upstairs and then come back downstairs.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was terrifying. There was five different ones that we did, and there was $90 altogether.
It's in Spring City.
Mm.
It's kind of far from here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like... You say past Bala, it's quite a bit past.
I remember because I had to go down on a dirt road to get to it.
It's near Phoenixville. It's past Phoenixville.
Yeah, like Collegeville.
Collegeville's closer than Phoenixville, than Spring City.
Okay. I know it was far.
It's like right before Pottstown and Allentown. That's how far it is. Are you sure that's the one you went to? Because that's the one I went to, and I don't remember.
Absolutely,
that's
the one that I went to.
Okay.
Absolutely, it was terrifying. I'll never go to it again.
Oh, God, don't hurt me.
Going to an ass bowl.
I hate it.
Oh, God, I think I just miscarried.
Jesus Christ. Oh, just thinking about it is giving me the chills.
Is that bad, huh?
I hated it.
Now you want to kill me, right?
Remember when you're walking through that tunnel, and then you have to walk through this big blue thing? And it's like...
It's been a long time.
Oh, okay. And people can grab you, and I was fucking kick someone in the head.
There's a haunted mansion or something in Philadelphia somewhere where I went to, and they did the same thing. Like, these arms would come out. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
No bueno. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking touch me when I can't see you.
It was so bad they made her speak Spanish.
I was not a happy cap.
No, I bet not.
I was pissed and terrified. And at one point, I was just like,
"Esta Baraco,"
because everybody was standing still.
Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Everybody was standing still, and I was bugging out, and I was like, "Can we fucking go? Seriously, can we fucking go? Like, can
fuck
we
you.
Fucking go? Okay, I'm fucking going." Like, I was getting so mad.
I bet you were pissed, though. I can see you getting really mad because nobody would leave.
No, they were fucking with me, bastards.
I'll fucking kill you.
That must have been bad for you because I could see you being terrified.
I was terrified.
See, that's the thing too. Like, because you're like of that nature where things terrify you like that can warp your fucking being the person you are.
Absolutely.
It makes you somebody completely different.
Oh yeah.
You know?
I remember feeling like I was gonna puke.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw up everywhere.
That shit don't bother me.
I get the same feeling when she's like 3 weeks late.
You dizzy motherfucker, you.
I know exactly how you feel.
You should get a schmorsman at the schmorsman clinic.
Ah, shit. That's great. I always forget about that one. That's so great.
Are you having a boy or an abortion?
That's fucking great. I actually forgot to say this when we were talking about the Ouija thing earlier. It just hit me now. Well, wait, did I say? Maybe I told you guys off the air that my girlfriend played with a Ouija board when she was 12 with one of her friends, and her friend stood up and slapped her across the face, and she was like, get out of my house. And her mom was mad at her for two reasons. She said, one, why didn't you hit her back? And two, why are you playing with a fucking Ouija board?
Yeah, Ouija boards are evil.
They're not evil.
Her mom threw it away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got rid of it.
You're pushing it with your fingers where you want it to go.
I've never played with one.
You should. We should get it and have her do it on the air.
Yeah, but I mean.
Can I do it by myself?
No, you need other people to do it.
Right, it only works if you have two people.
Yeah.
No, you can have more than two people.
Yeah, but your guys are going to move it.
No, we'll I swear, I won't. I won't move it.
We'll get the cat to fucking hold the other end.
Oh yeah, me and Stoli.
Stoli's like, I'm gonna fuck with this bitch. You're going to die.
And you can ask. You can ask me. Questions. Yeah, you can ask whatever you want.
You really can't do it with one person.
You can do it with one person. We'll dim the lights.
Okay, if you're gonna do it, then we'll have to blindfold you. And we'll record it. No, because if you're looking at the Ouija board, you're going to fucking move it to where you want it.
That's
to.
What they're
going to. Here's the thing. That little stupid plastic thing with the glass in the middle, the magnifier, whatever the fuck that is, that thing slides so easy on that board. It's so easy because that's the whole point. Like if you put your hands on it, like just the weight of your hands will start pushing it. You'll feel like you're not even doing it yourself. Like it's doing it on its own.
Okay.
And picture like the in the bowling alley, the lane. You know how slippery that is? The moment you set foot on that, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's the same fucking concept. It's like someone pammed the fucking Ouija board before you
Yeah, so think it. About some questions you want to ask the Ouija board.
Okay. Do you I'll have
go,
a Ouija board?
No, but I'll go get one.
All right, I will.
Seriously.
I will. But I don't want to. I went this long in my life without playing with it.
We'll protect you from any ghosts.
I don't want to bring out.
We ain't scared no ghosts.
Bring the devil or something.
Nah,
you'll be all right.
Got Satan himself.
Could they?
Over
could
here
the devil
right.
be worse than this fucking show for you?
Seriously,
honestly,
that'll be awesome.
I think we're worse than the devil for you. I think the devil will probably be nicer to you than we are.
I found it out.
Yeah.
My nigga. Jesus. Happy birthday.
I'm mentally retarded.
Poor miss. I feel bad for you now.
Yep.
Don't feel bad.
All right, fine. I don't.
But thank you.
I just think it's, I think it's funny how your whole description of you going away for the weekend and talking about your melting brain and you haven't gotten back yet.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I'm like 75% there, I feel.
Yeah.
You're a fucking liar!
And where is there? Oh, you guys want to wrap it up?
Oh. Yes, sir.
He asked you a question.
Oh, where's there? Normal. See.
Yeah, I didn't think
dominant and stupid.
I figured she checked out. I wasn't going to try to poke her with a stick to see if she was still.
Let's do it.
All right.
Got something?
Yeah, I got something.
Okay.
You got something?
I got something.
Herpes.
Okay. Yeah, miss, take us out.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. Make sure you send us an email if you have anything that you want me to ask the Ouija board. suggestions are welcome. Send all your hate mail to Fabio, Chris, and Marco for their constant terrorizing me on my big birthday today.
And your and big birthday.
Big Take birthday. A fucking sock in it, you cow.
And don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You. Donate,
Shut
bitches,
the fuck
donate.
Up for a second.
And donate all the monies. We love you. Smooches.
Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.